This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rejana. In Manipur, 37 Kendriya Police Kalyan Bhandars were opened yesterday to make available essential commodities at reasonable prices. It is a welfare scheme to benefit serving and retired police personnel and their families. Kendriya Police Kalyan Bhandars have been opened in both Valley Districts and Hill Districts of Manipur and located and manned by BSF and CRPF. The Border Roads Organization has restored vehicular connectivity to the China border along the Lachen Valley in North Sikkim. After flash floods in October of 2023 and further damage from Cyclone Rimal in May 2024, which destroyed key bridges, the BRO completed the construction of a crucial Bailey Bridge at Zima. This restoration re-establishes vital access to the China border, supporting military logistics and boosting local tourism. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh launched Swachhta Hi Seva 2024 yesterday. The Chief Minister said that the idea of the Swachhta Hi Seva campaign came from the people's willingness to live a dignified life with a clean and strong India, as well as Manipur. He said that by organizing the campaign every year, India and Manipur would become stronger and developed. The Swachhta Hi Seva 2024 was launched in Shillong yesterday, which will continue till the 2nd of October. Meghalaya Deputy Chief Minister Snyaw Balangdhar, who is also in charge of Urban Affairs Department, stressed on the responsibility of every citizen in ensuring a clean environment. He said the Urban Department has allocated significant funds for infrastructure development, including for footpath renovation in Yodo and upgrading the traditional market in Shillong. As part of the Hindi Diwas celebration, the Akashvani Shillong is observing Hindi Pakwada since the 15th of September. The Swachhta Abhiyan is being held in different Kendras and central government offices in Meghalaya, where people are being encouraged to use Hindi language, besides motivating them to keep their surroundings clean. In Akashvani Shillong, a program was organized yesterday. Deputy Director Akashvani Shillong H. Dingdo informed about different programs and competitions being organized for both Hindi as well as non-Hindi speakers to promote the use of Hindi among them. RML Marbanyang, head of program in Akashvani Shillong, delivered the welcome speech, and news editor Paritosh Dikshit read out the message of Union Home Minister Amit Shah on the occasion of Hindi Diwas. Addressing concerns over the impact of overseas job fairs and the potential workforce gaps in Meghalaya, Chief Minister Amparin Lingdor yesterday said that the government's strategy is to maintain balance between exporting skilled labourers and ensuring the state's internal workforce need is met. She said the government has enforced certain sections of law to safeguard and guide the influx of skilled labourers coming into the state. The minister was speaking on the sidelines of the overseas job fair organized in the State Convention Centre on Tuesday. Minister in charge of animal husbandry, A.L. Heck, has said that the centre is well aware of Meghalaya's need for a feed mill, veterinary college and hospital, with steps already being taken to make these projects a reality. During a meeting with officials from the central ministry, he emphasized the importance of establishing a feed mill in Meghalaya, as the state currently relies on expensive feed from outside sources. Mr. Heck confirmed that the process of setting up a veterinary college and hospital in Meghalaya has already begun. Senior IAS officer Manish Kumar Gupta has taken charge as the new chief secretary of Arunachal Pradesh. Gupta, a 1991 batch IAS officer of the Arunachal Pradesh, Goa, Mizoram and Union Territory cadre, succeeds Dharmendra, a 1989 batch IAS officer of the same cadre. Unitarian Day is being observed in Meghalaya today. it is a state holiday. Special prayer sessions are being held in the Unitarian churches, including in Shillong. The Unitarian movement was founded by Babu Hajom Kishore Singh in the Khasi Jhantia Hills. He called the faith Ganyam Unitarian or the Unitarian religion. On the 18th of September 1887, Singh had led the first church service at his home in Jowai, and since then it is celebrated as Unitarian Day. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.